our new prayer focus, City History and Divine Destination. Ever thought God has a plan for the city in which you live? Ever wonder why some cities seem to flourish and others, not so much? They seem to have setbacks. Why do some seem to be growing and others experience a decline in population? And why some increase in crime stats while others have little criminal activity? Why do some seem to be blessed spiritually and others struggle to see any church growth? For our next prayer focus, we're going to be looking at each city's histories and goals. We'll look at when it was established, why it started, what are its current challenges, priorities. We'll pray over specific areas in a city so it will thrive spiritually, economically, environmentally, and socially as we unite in prayer. We thank you, Lord, that your word says, work for the good of the city where you've taken us as captives. In our case, where we live, and pray to the Lord for that city. When it prospers, you will also prosper. Though Babylon, where you took them at that time, was not a godly city, God, you told the Jews to seek the good of the city and to capitalize, pray for it. As they did this, the city prospered, and they too would prosper. And we follow along, God, as Wayne Watson said in his song, When God's People Pray, and take the pains of earth to the doors of heaven. When we pray, there is hope reborn, sin forgiven, and miracles you can't explain away. We thank you, God, that you will do amazing things as we dive into the history and the plans that you have for each of the cities in our county and begin to see your plans that are planned in heaven as it is in heaven. May it be done on earth. We will pray into the areas where the prosperity may have lacks. What are the characteristics of this city and what's going on? Are there major things that are happening that we need to repent of and pray that they are replaced with other things? Who are the major players in it? Who are the rulers? Are they experiencing judgment or salvation? Are people uniting? Or are there divisions among the churches? Is there unity? Is there faith? Are people going out and praying for their cities? How are people talking about their communities? We know we will see great breakthrough when we begin to come together and pray for you to do a mighty work. So we will be praying through the month of February as you have led, and we will see great things come in Jesus' name.